turn to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 6. We're going to be reading from verse 25. Jesus is preaching and he says this, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. And yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we wear, or what shall we drink, or what shall we eat? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own."
This morning we're carrying on our series of Refresh. We've gone through topics like state of our soul, silence and solitude, sound of a heart, and today is simplicity. And I probably have to preface this sermon to say, this is a sermon for myself, probably as much as it is for other people. So I'm preaching to myself, and if you don't get anything, it's fine, because I'm preaching to me. But it's just something, you know, we had this idea to come up with this series to give us the tools and the disciplines in which we can become the best person that we can be in order to be all that God has for us in the future. So I wonder what comes to mind when you hear the word simplicity. Maybe you think of clean and tidy. Maybe it's kind of easy to understand, or maybe you think of minimalism and everything's just white and plain and easy. Maybe it's fine dining, because you know in those French restaurants you get portions which are like tiny whiny and it's just very, very simple. Maybe it's someone who's maybe a few sandwiches short of a picnic. Maybe it's... Claire goes to Matthew. Anyway, maybe it's just slowing down and relax. Whatever you think of simplicity, we all desire more simplicity in our lives, I think. We all desire simplicity in our everyday walk. You know, our culture is so complicated now. It's such a complicated world that we live in. The COVID-19 situation, we think we're over it, and now numbers seem to be increasing again. And we're not sure on the rules and regulations. And then who knows what's going to happen in Ukraine and the potential effect on the whole of Europe and the world. Life seems to be getting busier. Working more hours, prices are getting higher. There's a continual bombardment of social media every day on our phones, our TVs, whatever it might be. There's pressure for more stuff, for more acceptance, for keeping up with the Joneses, for significance and to achieve. There's just so much which is pushing us to a life of complexity, not a life of simplicity. You know, I want to give you a stat this morning and a couple of stats. The growth of knowledge in the world today is just exploding at a crazy rate. They're basically, the rate in which they are writing textbooks and encyclopedias, they just can't keep up. By the time they're printed, they're already out of date. Did you know that knowledge is exploding at more than 2,000 pages per minute. If you read for 24 hours a day from the age of 21 to 70, and you retain all that you have read, you would be 1.5 million years behind when you finished. Life is full of information. Life is very busy. Imagine this. This is what they call the knowledge doubling graph. And it shows that in 1440 to the 900s, knowledge doubled in 400 years. If we jump forward, the information age, 1980s to 2000, knowledge doubled in 8 years. In 2017, knowledge is doubling every 13 months. And then in 2020, they had predicted that it would be doubling, and knowledge would be doubling every 12 hours. Life is complicated. There's more things being discovered. There's more things happening. The things you learned at 20 are no longer relevant at 40, and the things at 40 you didn't know at 20. And so there's just so much going on that life is complicated, isn't it? Life is just full on. It's just a lot going on. And we seem to just be getting busier and busier, and simplicity just doesn't seem to be our portion. There's a definition of simplicity. I thought we would give a definition because, you know, every good sermon has one. But the definition of simplicity says, the Christian discipline of simplicity is an inward reality that results in an outward lifestyle. Both the inward and the outward aspects of simplicity are essential. The Christian discipline of simplicity is an inward reality that results in an outward lifestyle. Simplicity is a part of our calling as disciples in Christ. A part of who we are and what we are supposed to do in our everyday life. And the perfect example of simple is Jesus. I'm not saying he was simple-minded. He's the most amazing person in the world. But he lived a very simple life, didn't he? If you know much of the Bible and you know a bit of Jesus' life, he lived a very simple life, a nomadic life, going from town to town, preaching the word of God. He even told his disciples in Matthew 10, when he sent them out, he said, leave your money belts, because he didn't want them to worry about the money. He wanted them to focus on the mission. He even simplified and cleared out the temple, and he was frustrated when there were people in there that were making it more than it should have been, that were making it about money. And he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. He simplified complex Jewish law. I don't know if you know much, but the Jewish law, there's 613 specific laws that Jews have to fulfill every day in order to be acceptable before God. 613 laws. But when asked, what is the most important law? Jesus said, love the Lord God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. He simplified prayer and fasting when he talked in Matthew 6 on the Lord's Prayer. And he simplified the way to heaven. We don't have to worry about the rituals. We don't have to worry about I don't know if you know much of the Old Testament, but the stuff they had to do in order to be acceptable before God, we don't have to worry because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus came to simplify our lives, make things simple so that we seek him above all else. And I'm speaking, and Emma read beautifully from Matthew 6, 25 to 34. And it's probably got one of my favorite passages in there. Probably one of my life verses. And the life verse is verse 33. And it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. And that's what I'm preaching about today. So what is Jesus then teaching us about simplicity? Well, the first one, I do have more than 3 points. I think Will has had about 20 in the last 3 weeks, so I haven't got 20, you can rest assured. Anyway, the first point is simplicity focuses us on God. So if you read through the passage, verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus understood the need for simplicity. And he said, actually, in all that's going on, we just need to seek first. When you know when there's a word but in there, Jesus wants you to pay attention. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus was 100% focused on God and on what God had in store for him. He was not distracted by what was around him. He was not pressured by the Pharisees or even anyone else. He was focused 100% on who and what God had for him. His focus was on God alone. We see in John 5, verses 19, it says, very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. He says in John 5, by myself I can do nothing. This is Jesus. I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. John 6, for I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Jesus was 100% focused on the kingdom of God and upon God's mission for his life on earth. We are to be a people who seek first the kingdom of God. When it comes to ordering our lives, that word seek is a verb. It's a doing word. We should be actively seeking out God and his kingdom instead of everything else. When we come to organize our lives, when we look at our lives and we start thinking about the different things we're involved with, I wonder how much of it is focused on God. You know, I was listening to a podcast as I was preparing for this message and was talking about simplicity. And one of the activities that this guy was saying was that as a rule of thumb, every year, him and his wife, they write down every activity that they do. Maybe taking the kids swimming or going to church, work, whatever, going shopping, whatever it might be. Every activity they do, and then they pray and they write them on post-it notes, they put them on the table and they pray over them and they say, God, help us to pick up only those that are important. Let us first pick up God because he is first in first place. And then let us slot in everything else. But sometimes we pick up, oh, I need to pick up the kids. That's important. Oh, work is really important, so I need to pick that up first. Oh, what else? I need to do more education. I need to get more intelligent. And actually, we start filling our lives with the wrong thing. But God and Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We must simplify our lives and actively seek out God's kingdom. He must be not only the top priority, but the only priority in our everyday walk with him. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I wake up, I'm not always the most focused. I have Joshua going, I have Olivia going, Daddy, I need a wee. And like, I just got this, a lot of things going on. And of course, the biggest bane of our lives is this, isn't it? The first thing we look at. Oh, what time is it? Surely the kids need to sleep longer. Nope, they're definitely up at the right time. But that's the first thing we look at, isn't it? We fill our lives and we're so full with complex stuff that actually by the time we thought of God, we've already done the children's potty run, we've already fed them, we've got them changed, we've taken them to school, and then we're like, oh, but God was somewhere back there. And I'm already quite way through my morning. And I forgot to say hi, Jesus. Maybe you're perfect and you wake up fresh and ready to go every morning. Maybe you're not like me and you just get on the game and Jesus is the very first thing you move to and you talk to and you think about and you be still and meditate on. But for me, sometimes it's not always easy. Life can be so busy that we forget about Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. William D. Watkins says, Jesus placed his Father first, looking to him for everything and ordering his life to this truth about reality. Rather than juggling and measuring, he lived with one center, God the Father, one power base, God the Spirit, and one purpose, to do the will of the Father. Simply put, simplicity is loving God with all that we are and the all that we have. Sometimes our lives can get so cluttered up, can get so busy that we forget to include Jesus in it all. Gordon Dow said, "We worship our work, we work at our play, and we play at our worship." We worship our work, we work at our play, and we play at our worship. How true is that? So often we can get so focused on our careers, on what's going on around us, that actually we forget the most important thing is to bring God praise. Simplicity is all about centering ourselves, our mind, our body, our soul upon Lord Jesus Christ, upon God and his will for our lives. Jesus said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." First thing in the morning, how do you do? Are you focused on God? That's the first one, simplicity. The second one, simplicity frees us from worry. This passage is all about worry, and Jesus is kind of addressing many things on the Sermon on the Mount. And this part of section, verse 25 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear." This passage has worry five times and worrying once. So six times he's talking about worry or worrying. Jesus is focusing his disciples and the people that he's teaching not to worry on the things of this world. I wonder this morning, are you a worrier? Maybe you're a bit worried about the COVID cases. Maybe you're worried about the war in Ukraine. Maybe you're worried about the rising living costs. And maybe you're worried about mortgage repayments and the ability to survive. Or maybe handling the pressures and the stresses of job. Maybe you're worried about the state of your marriage and your family or your education, your pension drop, your dot, dot, dot. We can be worried so often about things that actually can cloud our minds. You know, there's a stat that said 4 in 10 adults developed depression and anxiety since COVID-19 started. That's a 25% increase in anxiety and depression since the beginning of COVID. We are in a society where we worry. And I'm going to be the first to say, I worry. I have my worries. We all, I think if we were honest before God, we have things that we worry about. We have things that consume our minds and take our focus away from God because we're worried about tomorrow or about today and about all that's in store. You know, there's a quote that says, worry, I'm sure you've heard it before, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it never gets you anywhere. That's so true, isn't it? Worry, you can worry and you can ponder and you can think about things day in, day in, day out, and you can be sleepless. You know, one of the God blessings is that my head hits the pillow. I'm gone. I'm like, you could drop a bomb on me and I'm still asleep. But my wife, if she's worrying about something, she'll be up all night. She'll be thinking about it. I'll be like, Lord, I'll just pray for you. And Jesus, I'm like sleeping while she's worrying. But I'm not saying that I don't worry. I worry just as much. We worry about different things in our lives, don't we? We worry sometimes about such big things, but often, quite often, small situations that seem to be bigger than the God that we profess to believe in. Sometimes we put our trust in man, in our finances, in our work. We put our trust. And actually, when those things start getting shaken, when our world starts getting turned upside down, when stuff like COVID comes our way, when sickness comes our way, when war comes our way, we start to realize that actually our trust is not in God, But we've put our trust in the wrong place. We've allowed worry to take control. You know, it's amazing that this verse, Jesus says, do not worry, for if I care for the birds and the plants, how much more shall I care for you? And I was reminded of this yesterday. It was a beautiful day, and we went to Newbury and went round the lake. I don't know if you've been to it. It's called the Discovery. What's it called? Yeah, the Discovery Center. That's the one. Beautiful place. Amazing. We took a picnic, and it was just a glorious day. We were sat on the picnic benches, having our lunch, and looking over the lake. It was beautiful. Geese, ducks. Really ugly duck from Africa, but there was like different kind of animal. Okay, I shouldn't say that, but it was a beautiful duck in Jesus' name. But yeah, it was like we were just enjoying the sights and we were enjoying the place, and we did everything. We had a packed lunch. We had all the trimmings. We had sandwiches, crisps, yogurt. I mean, yeah, whatever, fruit, you name it. And then Olivia goes, "Daddy, we forgot the bread. The birds are going to be hungry." How sweet was that? As we were eating, we'd had our full's belly. She was worried about the birds. But I had to say to her, I said, "Olivia, you don't need to worry." One of the facts is I'm pretty sure they ate pretty well because there was a lot of people having picnics. But actually, to be honest, we don't need to worry. She didn't need to worry about forgetting the bread to feed the duck. Because God feeds them and he cares for them. And if God cares for the ducks, if God cares for the nature, how much more does he care for you this morning? As you worry about the world you're living in today, as you worry about the situation you're in, God says in Philippians, Paul says in Philippians, "My God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." You know, so often we worry about stuff because we don't know that our value is not in our things, it's not in our future, it's not in what is happening in our lives. Our value is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning he says, "You are beautiful." He says, "You are a conqueror." He says, "You are the head and not the tail." He says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He says, "I will be your shield. I will be your guard." He said, he knows your present and he knows your past and he knows your future. And he still says that I love you. Do not worry. Seek first me and my kingdom and everything else will be added unto you. So we see that simplicity focuses us on God. Simplicity frees us from worry. And thirdly, simplicity fulfills God's promises. As you read on in that passage, Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom and kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." All these things will be given to you as well. It's not a question, it's not a doubt. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to have all your wants, but Jesus promised that if you seek me first, if you make me your center, if you make me your all, if you make me everything and more, if you forget about the worry and you put that behind you and you focus on God, the worry will fall away and I will be Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I will be Jehovah Shalom, your peace. I will be everything you need and more. God fulfills his promises, and Jesus knew that he is the God who supplies. He is the God who is always there for us and will never leave us or forsake us. And whatever we're going through, I just love it that if it says that if we seek God and his kingdom, not only do we get God and God in his fullness and his glory and his majesty, we get a relationship with our author and our creator. We get a one-to-one relationship with the maker of the universe. We get that, but we also get freedom from worry and sin and all that hinders. And we also get the food and the clothing that we need for today. But the greatest promise of all that came through Jesus is that we get eternal life with him. If we say, Jesus, I focus on you. I thank you that you came and you died and you rose again for me to know you today. We have a promise of salvation that will never be taken away, that can never be shaken. No matter what comes our way, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life this morning. We will have an eternity with him. All his promises, we sing that song, all your promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. His promises will be fulfilled if we seek first the kingdom of God. Keep it simple. Don't worry about today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. And you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So those are the three. Those are the three things. But how then do we practice simplicity? What is the practice of simplicity in our everyday lives? It's very easy to say, let's keep God at the center. But how do we practice it? And this is definitely, I'm preaching to myself here, definitely, because I need to practice simplicity more in everything that we do. So practice makes perfect, they say. And we need to keep everything simple, don't we? That's the main thing. So I've got a few points for you. How to practice simplicity. Number one, start small. You know, you can have this grand dream, and Jesus is not asking you to leave everything right now. He's not asking you to sell up your homes and to strip away. Well, maybe he is, but that's between you and God. But Jesus is asking us to think, to start small. Dream big, start small. Start small with whatever you might have. Maybe you need to fast a meal or two a week and give that food or that money to food bank or to another charity. Maybe you need to sort out your clothes and send them to Ukraine or a charity shop of some sort so someone else can be benefited. Maybe it's the second one is to self-assess. So you start small, you self-assess. What rules your life? Is there anything that is producing an addiction in you? Reorder your life to keep God and his kingdom at the very top. Sometimes we need to be honest with ourselves and say, God, search my heart and see, is there anything in me that is pulling me away from who you are? My love for TV, my love for whatever, for my work, my love for my education, my love for food, my love for whatever it might be. Fill in that dot and ask yourself, do I have that or does that have me? Do those things that I possess, do I possess them or do they possess me? We need to do an honest self-assessment, a health check, and begin to reorder our lives. We need some honesty before God and ask him to search our hearts, and he will bring things to light. So we start small, we self-assess. We sort out. Sort out your clothes, your garage, your cupboards, declutter. If you want, ask Megan to come. She'll throw everything away. But you just get... She's great, though. But yeah, honestly, if you want someone who's going to sort stuff, she's the one. So, but yeah, like, there's so much, isn't there? We accumulate stuff. Like, it's amazing, whilst I was in Burundi, how much I accumulated. Just over the 6 years I was there. But what I love is that God doesn't keep me in one place. So he never lets me hold on to things. We gave it all away. We start again. And who knows if we're going somewhere else. We have to give it all away and we'll start again. I wonder today, if God told you to give everything away right now, could you do it? Could you drop it all to seek him first? Sort out your clothes. Sort out your garage. Get Megan involved. Four, savor the simple. By the way, worship team can come up. Savor the simple. We all love things simple, so savor the simple. And that's what we were doing yesterday. We were savoring the simple creation. God's creation is so beautiful. We don't need to spend a lot of money going to the movies or going for dinner. We can go and dwell and be in the presence of God in the very creation that he created. Develop a love and appreciation for God's glorious creation. Use things that you need to not, you don't have to pay for, so that you can actually be able to benefit from them. Keep it simple. And then lastly, simple prayers. Our lives are lives that should be full of prayer. Every breath that we breathe is a prayer unto God. And I love this prayer, and I read it whilst I was preparing. And it's by Julian of Norwich. And she said that we need to pray this prayer as often enough that it becomes the way we think. God of your goodness, give me yourself, for you are enough for me. Hallelujah. God of your goodness, give me yourself, for you are enough for me. The first thing we say in the morning, the last thing we say at night, throughout the day, God of your goodness, give me yourself, for you are enough for me. There are other ones that we can do, but that's the main ones. This morning I wonder, is your life simple or is it complicated? Is it cluttered or is it focused? Is it full of God or is it full of things? God is calling us, his people, to keep it simple. Let's worship him this morning.